There's no doubt that there's very serious concerns in relation to what is the discrimination that the hospital at Letterkenny faces. This is the sixth largest hospital in the state, over 23,000 inpatients coming through every year. It's a major, major hospital. But if you look at the numbers of consultants, numbers of doctors, numbers of nurses in our major acute hospital, you can see we're completely discriminated against, and there needs to be a solution to this rather than the excuses we keep getting from minister after minister.
Now, one of those excuses that you were given in the Dáil in recent days from the Health Minister was the fact that Letterkenny University Hospital is on a certain level, but he did agree to maybe have a review of that. You know, is that something that needs to be done, that Letterkenny University Hospital needs to be at a higher level to get more funding?
Oh, indeed. I mean, the excuse given historically was it's a regional, it's a general hospital rather than a regional hospital, and, you know, it was all in the title. Then they changed the name to Letterkenny University Hospital, part of the Saoilte Hospital Group, and we were told that that was going to upgrade the status of the hospital. That was going to mean that we were going to be given a higher level of investment and specialities. And I mean, I have to say that the evidence is clear that we are still treated as second-class citizens in Donegal. Our hospital is treated as a second-class hospital. If you look at the money, the budgets, the doctors, the nurses, consultants, everywhere you look, Letterkenny is treated in a very, very poor way. And it needs to change, and it needs to change very, very soon.